This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
I'm in Miami.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
First and back into the end zone. He runs it in.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Whoever counted us out, they're never part of the equation.
Earlier on the show, actor and diehard Bears fan Ashton Kutcher. Coming up, Emmy-nominated actor Dennis Leary. Senior writer for the MMQB, Albert Breer. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's right. Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air here on this Friday on ESPN and also Disney Plus, the ESPN app, ESPN Radio. So it's ESPN Linear app and radio right now for our second hour of this show on Friday on ESPN, Disney Plus as well. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. We've got an eye out to see if Paul Feinbaum's left the country because there are no SEC teams left in the national championship run right now. Isn't this what our friend Paul said he would do because he doesn't want to hear from Big Ten fans?
There hasn't been an SEC team in the title game for like the last 3 years.
Well, a Big Ten team's going to make it to the national championship game to take on the U in the home of the U. So it'll be interesting if it's IU or it's Oregon taking on the University of Miami on Monday the 19th. That's in a couple of Mondays from now. We chopped that up, and then we just chatted with Ashton Kutcher for the rest of the hour of hour number one. He is a nervous-sighted Bears fan.
Yeah.
Nervous and excited. I love how he says he wants the Bears to start like it's the fifth quarter and boycott cheese, is what he said. I think that it sums up the way a Bears fan is feeling about this game.
Absolutely.
On Saturday night. Absolutely. Dennis Leary's in our green room. Chris, you overheard during the commercial break, he's talking about the World Series.
Fired up about the World Series.
Obviously, he's excited about the Patriots.
No doubt.
What else we can talk about?
His hair looks great.
I did chat with him because he was in our green room, and he sees that there's a lot of my stuff in there, and a lot of people are like, I don't mean to take over your right. Office. I'm like, no, it's the green room. I think he picked up that a lot of the stuff in our orbit here of the knickknacks is because Susie gives me the sort of higher register of, you know why that would look better?
Not here. Now.
Not here. Take it to the studio. And he said it. He said he's got a good Wayne Gretzky story off of all of that.
Ooh.
Fantastic.
I would stay tuned is basically what I'm saying. It's a Friday. It's a What's More Likely Friday. We'll get to that in a second. But let's go to the phone lines because everybody's been hanging on listening to our chat with Ashton Kutcher in hour number one before Dennis Leary joins us right here on ESPN, which I assume is on in Carl's in the great state of Iowa. Ladies and gentlemen, Terzo Iowa, Terzo. One of our longtime. Good to see you over there, Terzo. What's going on, brother?
What's up, my dudes? And yes, you guys are on at Carl's, even though I'm not there. I just got back to my office from a court hearing.
So. Okay, very good. Better call Terzo. What's going on in your mind? You're nervous about your Niners in Philadelphia this weekend, or you're feeling confident? What do we have?
So,
what do you got?
So I have to go back to last week against the Sea Chickens, and yes, I did hear about that earlier this week.
But one of our listeners in Seattle called up and doesn't like that you refer to him as such, Terzo.
I kind of gathered that, but that's
all good.
Banter back and forth between fan bases. I think that's something that's normal. Mm-hmm. But that was kind of an outlier game for us. That was the first time that we've only scored 3 points in a game since Kyle Shanahan's first game as our head coach.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say that was a little bit of a hiccup in our good season that we're having.
Okay.
Now, since we're actually going against a bird of prey this week, I am a little bit more nervous. This Eagles team, I still think, is dangerous. That defense, I think, can cause a lot of trouble for us. And that offense, if it gets going, it's going to be tough for our secondary to deal with their top two receivers. And, you know, A.J. Brown is still A.J. Brown.
I agree with you, Terzo. I just find it interesting that you're feeling a little bit more nervous taking on an Eagles team that doesn't look at all like what the Seahawks have provided for their fans. And, you know, I understand it's an outlier for the Niners to score 3 points. I'm sure Seahawks fans would respond that maybe the Niners have not seen a defense like this Seattle team in all the years of the Shanahan era, and that's how good Seattle is.
I'm not going to disagree with you at all that defense is top tier in this league. I will agree with Ash and Kutcher. It's always scary whenever you have to see a division rival in the playoffs, because mm-hmm. that rubber match is the toughest thing. So if we get to the point, if we get past the Eagles, that we have to play either the Rams or the Seahawks, it's going to be difficult. And I'm just focused on this week because I can't look past it, right?
Yep. Thanks for the call, Terzo. Good luck to your team. Hey, buddy, we'll chat next week. Just a real thought, a quick thought here. Before we get to what's more likely, and then Dennis Leary, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. This is now the time for the Philadelphia Eagles
to choke.
Well, I know that's what a Cowboy fan would say, but this is it. Because, I mean, from this chair, I've been telling Eagles fans to relax when they were going through their midseason swoon, or even when they were, you know, beating Green Bay, but not up. They weren't beating up teams. But I was telling everybody in Philadelphia to relax. And the reason why I was telling them to relax, despite their, you know, mid to late season swoon, is because I saw the Raiders on their schedule, and then I saw two games against Washington wrapped around a Bills game that turned out to be a measuring stick that the Eagles beat the Bills up with in one half and then held on for dear life in the second half in order to win that game. And I was telling them to relax, saying, listen, this is not like 2023 where you start 10-1 and then you have to go on the road in the playoffs and then you'll be one and done in Tampa. This is going to be something where you're going to win the division. You're going to have a home game, and that's going to happen. So relax. But now's the time I will look to Philadelphia Eagles fans and say, the relaxing's over. Because now comes the time where you have to show up and show out. And if you have any mid-game swoons, if you have any offensive inconsistencies that might cause your stellar physical beast of a number one wide receiver to turn to a book on the bench, this is where things might come to an end, because the Niners can come in with Brock Purdy and there will not be Josh Johnson behind him and Christian McCaffrey if you somehow knock him out of the game like the last time you faced each other in an NFC championship game a few years ago. This is it. This is the rubber meets the road time for the Philadelphia Eagles to say to the rest of the league, we are your defending Super Bowl champions. You, San Francisco, nice season you had there, cobbling it all together with all your injuries. But you're in our house. That is our banner to defend, and not today. And show up like they did in last year's playoffs and go and start beating some teams up, and showing that they are, in fact, a viable candidate to repeat. And few people really believe that. And this is their time to do it. And Jalen Hurts to show up in these big games like he does in the Super Bowls and lead the way. And Saquon Barkley to lead the way. And their defense to lead the way. This is it. And it's going to be awesome. And the whole country's watching. Right there on Fox, late window before the Patriots and the Chargers have at it. Can't wait. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be all out there. And yes, TJ, maybe you will get your wish at the end of the day that the Philadelphia Eagles are one and done. And it'll be still maybe three NFC West teams moving on to the division round. It'll be three out of the four remaining NFC teams are all from the same division if the Rams do to Carolina what everyone expects to kick off wildcard weekend. Maybe you get your wish.
Let's hope so.
And you can say hello to Carl Anthony Towns, who has done nothing but clown you since appearing on this program two summers ago in his Jalen Hurts gamer and falling in love with you and becoming obsessed with clowning you, the Cowboy fan in his life.
People tend to like me, so it makes sense.
Okay. You know? Understood. Like Ashton Kutcher in hour one. Dennis Leary's in our green room. Before we bring him out, it is time for What's More Likely, presented by Pella Windows and Doors. Hit it.
What?
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
All right, Christopher, what do you have over there?
Hey, everybody. Happy Friday.
This is great. A pre-wild card weekend edition of What's More Likely. And by the way, the first ever brought to you by our friends at Pella Windows and Doors. This is a big one.
This is big. This is
on ESPN.
And it is supersized.
And Disney Plus.
So let's go.
And ESPN the app.
Guys, more likely.
And ESPN Radio.
More likely to be the what? Are you done?
Yes, I am.
Thank you.
And Sirius XM.
Keep going.
And our podcast.
YouTube. More likely to be the bigger, wider winning margin. Indiana tonight over Oregon or any wild card game this weekend.
Wow.
We all expect it.
Oh, I'll win, take right? any wild card game over the weekend. I think Indiana and Oregon's going to be nice and tight.
Really? We thought that against Indiana.
I understand Alabama that, too, but right? this is a conference game, Chris.
So?
There was only 10 points up there in Oregon, so you think the Oregon home field advantage that day is worth 7 points and it'll be a 17-point victory or 20-something?
I don't think it's coming down to a Hail Mary tonight if you get
I will go where the wider winning margin will be one of the wild card games this weekend.
Interesting.
Is what I will do, yes, sir. I'm not taking my shot to identify which one it may be.
Okay.
Oh, screw it. I'll do it.
No, I'm going to pin you down on like two more topics.
Okay, sounds good.
Ooh.
More likely.
I thought you were opening that Pella window for me.
Close.
To go through.
I'm going to open the Pella door in two topics.
Look at you.
More likely duo to combine for more yards, Puka and Devontae or T-Mac, and hit him with the Rico.
Hit him with the Rico.
Come on, man.
I don't know what that means.
Puka and Devontae. Come on, man.
Well, all Devontae Adams does is catch one-yard touchdowns. Okay. So how's he going to get yards?
Okay. Yeah, I think he's got some chunk plays in him,
okay,
too.
Okay.
And it's been a month since he went down in a heap against the Lions.
He's healthy.
I was in the stadium that day, and I did turn to Cooper. I'm like, you won't see him to the playoffs. And I was right. And I'm going to be right on this one as well. End of story. Mm-hmm. What else you got over there, Chris?
More likely that is the most lopsided game, Rams, Panthers this weekend, or any wild card game goes to overtime.
Oh, I'll go any wild card game goes to overtime. How does that sound?
I didn't think you'd do that.
You thought...
Zagged.
I'm zagging. You're zigging, I'm zagging. I think that's going to be a close one.
Really?
Yeah. See, this was your way to pin me down on which one
kind
might
of,
be lopsided?
Yeah, I mean, 10.5 point spread. In this.
I'm going to go with the potential lopsided one, the Jaguars against the Bills. Jaguars have been winning games by 19 per, sir.
I'm aware.
Okay?
I'm aware.
And if Allen is somewhat banged up, Terrell Bernard is not playing in this game. He's one of three named Bills players to be ruled out. I'm just saying, everybody's zigging that, oh, here comes Josh Allen and Jacksonville's going to be the Washington Generals, and I'm going to flip that script. Christopher, what else you got over there?
More likely to be scripts, the bigger number.
I'm a script flipper.
Guys.
Be careful saying that 10 times fast.
We're going to have some weather in Chicago. Bigger number, inches of snow during the game in Chicago or Bears forced turnovers.
Mike Del Tufo is the Rich Eisen Show meteorologist slash
researched.
Audio executive.
I've not researched.
But in terms of not researching, you mean Mike Hoskins, the coordinator producer, did not furnish you with this information.
Chances are it's probably going to snow.
All right, Chicago. Chris, I'm going to go with, thank you, pal.
I mean, I'm
what a boy, what a limb you're going out on
throwing
there.
Throwing that out there.
Aren't you, Mr. Doppler? You got it over? I mean, I have no idea. I haven't paid attention to the weather.
Oh, 65% chance of precipitation.
Yeah.
It's going to be right around freezing. We're getting some snow in this game.
I'll go Bears force turnovers. How about that?
You're going to pick the Bears, aren't you?
I'm wavering. I'm waffling.
Leaning.
Well, if you asked me when Ashton was here, of course I'd give him what he wants to hear. That's what it means to be a host with the most. What else, Chris?
Is there more likely to be more games that come down to the final possession this weekend? or coaches that'll be fired after this weekend?
Oh, I'll go. Come on, man. So what are you? So you're saying if the Bills do get blown out, see you later to, you know,
Sean McDermott.
Yeah,
you said that, not me.
No, no, I'm going in my head now. I'm working too many lanes right here, thinking of what the Bills might do and what the Steelers might do, and who else?
The flu? If the Packers get waxed.
Let me just say this.
There's three teams.
First of all, I'm going to go with down to the final position.
Okay.
Let me address the Packers fans who think Matt LaFleur should be on the hot seat. How can I put this? Get out of here. With that noise.
You don't want to say like anything.
Come on, strong man.
Respect or anything?
Come on. Get out of here.
Okay.
With that noise. What else, Chris?
More likely to be the quarterback with more rushing yards and touchdowns on
Drake May
Sunday.
Or who?
Josh Allen or Trevor Lawrence?
Oh, wow. You went just one. I thought, okay, we haven't gotten to the Patriot honking yet.
Trevor Lawrence has 9 touchdowns rushing this year.
I'm going to go with... I'll go Josh Allen. I think that's going to be one of their main engines of their offense. Is just see what Josh Allen can do. I will do that. Although I'm thinking, if it's a Jaguars blowout, I just kind of I'm covering bases here.
I understand.
Okay,
I understand.
I'm on the pass line and the don't pass line of this game right
now. I understand.
Now.
More likely to have more total yards, Christian McCaffrey or any two Eagles players combined.
Oh, I'll go any two Eagles players combined.
Really, you love that offense?
I love the Eagles defense more. Come on, Saquon and A.J. Brown together will not eclipse the total yards from scrimmage for Christian McCaffrey.
Watch the Eagles play games this year?
Okay.
You don't know what you're getting.
Okay. I'm picking up what you're putting down. I've given you my answer. What else you got over there?
I think the Eagles win. But.
Okay. By the way, we're going to check our work on Monday's show.
More likely
on
to be
Disney
the,
Plus.
More likely to be the longest. And YouTube.
And ESPN Radio.
Podcast. Yeah. To be the longest play on Sunday. Any Drake May completion, any Travion Henderson run, or any Dicker the Kicker field goal?
Oh, Dicker the Kicker field goal, 50-something yards.
Drake May, all he does is throw bombs.
I know that, and Travion all he
does is
bust it.
Henderson only hits home runs.
Yeah, they haven't seen a defense like this. I'll say Dicker the Kicker field goals.
You keep saying that, but the stats don't really back that up.
What? Excuse me. The best ranked defense that your Patriots have faced all year is Buffalo's. Which, depending on which day they played them, 11th or 12th.
Against the pass, it's Cleveland.
Excuse me. Total defense. It's total, right? You run and pass in football. They have not faced a defense like Los Angeles Chargers.
Of San Diego.
Of San Diego. Formerly of San Diego. So, San Diego. Okay?
Diego.
They haven't faced them. They will.
More likely to be the bigger total guys... Will Anderson, Danielle Hunter, sacks, or DK Metcalf and Jaylen Warren touchdowns?
Sacks by Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter. Did I stutter? I did not.
I mean, you didn't, but...
I didn't stutter. I just said it.
Wow. Steelers, no chance. That's what I heard from Rich
Eisen. I didn't. Stop it. Get out of here with that.
That's what I heard.
How dare you? How dare you?
You think we need one more?
Okay.
All right, we'll get one.
Can you play my boy? We're on ESPN. Play my boy.
You have one more. I did not know this.
Two different drops. What else?
Guys, is it more likely... This is for you, Rich.
Is this the one? Is this the one I requested?
This is the one.
Okay, great.
We have three options. Is it more likely that Jerry Jones wins the next 4 Super Bowls and retires, or he buys an electric car?
What am I missing here?
Well, he's an oil man.
Thank you, Rich.
He's Mr. Landman.
Thank you.
Right?
Yeah.
But he said he's running Venezuela now.
That's right.
An electric car. Sold.
I would.
What else are the other ones? What are the other
options?
Is
it more likely that Jerry Jones wins the next 4 Super Bowls and retires,
with the most Super Bowls of anybody?
Super Bowl all time. Okay. Or he admits that it was 100% Jimmy Johnson.
Settle down just a little bit.
I think he admits it's 100% Jimmy Johnson. He wins the next 4 Super Bowls.
it's more likely we win 5 Super Bowls than he admits that it was 100%.
And the last one.
This is great.
Is it more likely that Jerry Jones wins the next 4 Super Bowls and retires, or...
Okay.
Reveals he's binge-watched all of Heated Rivalry.
Woo! I got to be honest, I don't know what.
He shoots, he scores.
You should Google
on that one. Hey, listen, was that a Saratiana special?
This was a collective Brockman team.
I will answer the Super Bowl one. Google it, is all I'm saying.
Google it, TJ.
But if I got to Google it, it's not going to be that fun.
Not that there's anything wrong with
course,
that last one.
Of course
one.
Not.
That's What's More Likely, brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors. When it comes to your home, Pella Windows and Doors always have that winning game plan. That's why your neighbors trust them. Visit Pella.com/Eisen. Let's take a break. Dennis Leary, bring him on out here. Dennis Leary is here in support of his show, Going Dutch, coming up. If you're ready for an oil change, trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your vehicle. Right now, get 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Wix filter for $35.99 and receive a $15 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. Upgrade to a Wix XP oil filter for just $2 more. Limits apply. See store for details. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com. Rich Eisen here. You know that feeling of handing off your taxes and then hearing nothing? Total radio silence. Well, not anymore. Now your taxes are done for you by a TurboTax full service expert who checks for every deduction and keeps you in the loop with real-time updates on your phone. Just match with your dedicated expert, upload your docs, and go live your life, confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. This is how taxes should be. Visit TurboTax.com today to learn more. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app. Only available with TurboTax full service expert.
As you know, managing maintenance, repair, and operations is never easy. But for the ones who always rise to the challenge, Grainger has your back. From professional-grade products you can count on to fast, dependable delivery, they're there to help you keep things running smoothly. Plus, their technical product specialists are here to help answer your toughest questions. And because Grainger knows safety is always a priority, they're committed to being your partner in protecting both your people and your facilities. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
Dennis Leary back here on the program. I love when you come by here, man, because you're just such a friend of the program, and I truly mean that. We go way back to when we were just a podcast on NFL Network, and you sat down with us in New York talking to us.
Jesus, I don't even remember that. When
was that? It's like, what was that, 12 years ago, Chris?
Is it really?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Yeah, this show's been on the air 11 years. Yeah. So
wow.
We go back like the old proverbial car seat, man.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, well, you were talking Rescue Me and everything going on.
Oh, yeah, man. Right. Yeah, and probably.
Back in your day.
Damn.
For sure. One of your days. All right.
It's amazing that, you know, we're very lucky that the two of us are still working.
We are still here.
At the age that we're at.
You know, and you've got the flowing mane. I'm still quite bald.
Yeah.
Listen.
Well, you got some hair there.
You see, now you just went higher register.
I know I did.
You know what I mean?
I did.
And that's what we say here on this show. You got to go higher register to give someone a compliment you don't really mean.
I know. I do mean it, though. I'm trying to help you. Listen. And you have some hair that, you know,
that's hanging on by a thread.
You got hair on the face and you got hair on the back of the head.
I'm out of options.
How much hair do you want?
I'm out of options.
Okay. I mean, yeah.
Basically,
I mean,
what
listen,
I'm saying.
This is all genetic. This has nothing to
God
do with me.
Like,
and even like the going great thing, it's like, it's going to happen soon. There's some gray coming in now. But it's all out of my control. What can I do?
Look at you. It is what it is, as a football coach would say.
What can
so
I
we just
say?
Had Ashton Kutcher here talking about his Bears. Are you nervous, excited about your
Patriots? Here's the thing.
Where we stand here.
The Patriots. I don't know what to. I love Vrabel. I think he's done an amazing job.
Yeah, yeah.
That quarterback, you know, I never thought he'd grow that quickly.
Correct.
I never thought the team would be back this quickly.
Yes, sir.
But it's like they played a bunch of high school not even like top high school teams, like second rate high school. They were. It's all like their schedule was like, let's get a bunch of kids from Massachusetts who were 16 to play the Patriots. I mean, it's the softest schedule I've ever seen. So I don't know what to make of it.
Yeah.
I mean, they were exciting. They look good, but they haven't. So I don't know. But as a football fan,
yes,
I'm literally, as you were saying it earlier, I'm literally, I'm waking up tomorrow. The Bruins game is on at 10 in the morning. So I'm going to watch the Bruins game, and then I'm going to watch those two football games. I'm going to go to bed. I'm going to wake up, and I'm going to watch three football. It's an entire football weekend with a side order of hockey, and I couldn't be more excited about it.
Yeah.
I've got to actually do, I'm going back to New York next week to do some more press, and I'm doing some other ESPN shows.
Yes.
So I will, it is like research. I think I can write it off because I'm going to just be talking football with those guys.
Yeah.
But I'm really excited because I think it's such a toss-up. I mean, I don't expect anything out of the Patriots, so it's all gravy, right?
Yes.
I'm also, a Packers fan, as you know, and so I don't know. I don't know what to make of it. I think it's really anybody can win here.
That is correct. And it's the same thing with college football. It's wide open. Anybody can win it. It's
that game
sort of
last
like a crazy
night.
Level playing field for college and pro football.
Did you guys already talk about the game last night?
Go for it. What do you want to talk about?
How did you feel about that last play?
And the
no call after 17 million calls on every passing play in the fourth quarter.
It's crazy. It just drives me nuts that you hear from anybody that's ever officiated and then goes and becomes an analyst or a rules official or anyone in the league will tell you as well that doesn't matter the circumstances of the time on the clock. A foul's a foul, and you're going to get it called.
Okay.
I mean, just, again, ask any Philadelphia Eagle fan that thought in the Super Bowl a couple of years ago that holding penalty should have just been a flag staying in someone's pocket.
By the way, listen, I'm a huge hockey fan. I'm all for, hey, it's the playoffs.
Yeah.
And it's the final period or the last time. Let's let them play. Yes. I'm all for that. But that's not what they were doing in the fourth quarter. They were calling everything.
Right.
Right. Even that little face mask thing, which I get.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, man, you have to call that. Ed, that was not a true Hail Mary play either, because that was just the two of them in that corner.
And it was a 30-something yarder. But it is still a prayer that you need to have answered. It's like roller derby. Anything goes in a Hail Mary
and
situation.
By the way, I have no dog in that hunt. I didn't think. But as the game went on, I'm like, you know, I really want Ole Miss to win this.
Why is that?
To give the finger to Lane Kiffin. Because that was the most bizarre, or as we say in Boston, bizarre circumstance you can ever imagine a team being in. And I know that I'm all for the players making money, all that stuff. I think it's all great. They deserve all that. But that was that was the douchiest move I've ever seen in the history of sports for coaches.
To just leave on the outside.
Yeah, and then
like
he sends out that tweet.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to say what I would normally say, but you can imagine what I would.
There it is right there. Pass interference 100.
What I said to the TV when I saw this morning, I think it was Get Up.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I can't say it here. But I was like,
it was. Some
I was
choice
giving.
Words.
Let me say, I was pointing fingers at the television,
and there was a middle one.
Yeah. So
I understood.
So, anyways, that pissed me off. College football drives me crazy. Anyways, I don't support any particular team.
Right.
But the rules drive me nuts. The hash marks, the tiny ball, and like pass interference is not a spot call. Why? It's minor league football. It's AAA football. Mm-hmm. Right. That's what it is. Right. Mm-hmm. It's a feeding system to the NFL. You should be using the same ball, move the hash marks closer, and
2 feet in.
Yeah, all the rules should be exactly the same.
And that if your knee hits the ground, it doesn't blow the play completely dead.
Yeah,
you can move
foot,
the chains without stopping
Come
the
on.
Clock.
Just,
I understand that.
Play pro ball.
Yeah, the stopping the clock to move the chains was when, you know, the Herbert Hoover chain gang couldn't get down the field 10 yards.
Don't even get me started on this stuff. I mean, why are we not the immediate calls? Why are we taking, in every sport, why are we taking breaks to look at replays and blah, blah, blah? Like, listen, you have people, we know what the call is. Just, you should have a headpiece in the refs, whatever sport it is, in their ears, and they're told by the office in New York, Toronto, wherever you want the replay office to be, that's a foul. That's not a goal.
What if we put you in the replay office?
Dude, I would love it.
What would Dennis Leary in the Art McNally Center in New York City for the National Football
League? I don't think we're far off from me finally reaching my ultimate show business dream, which would be streaming. I'm calling a game. Let me say I'm with Snoop.
Okay.
Snoop's great at calling games. Me and Snoop, and it's streaming, so we can curse and say whatever we want. And I think people will pay to watch him and I announce any sport.
Yeah.
Any sport.
Okay.
With cursing and our own honest opinions about what's going on.
Just let it go.
Yeah.
Didn't we already kind of have that with you and Lenny calling a Euclid moment?
The Red Sox booth? That was the craziest thing. We were supposed to be in that booth for about a half an inning. We ended up being in there for like, I don't know, it was like 40 minutes. That Euclid thing came out of nowhere. That still makes me laugh. It made me laugh that night.
We were talking about, you just snorted. Oh my God. We were just talking about that before you arrived here. Like, you know, that was a
If people wild don't thing. Know, I think it's on YouTube someplace. For it's sure. Me and Lenny Clark, a great comedian and actor. Yeah. And we were both on Rescue Me, and we were invited into the Red Sox booth. We threw out the first pitch. We double threw out the first pitch together, and we crisscrossed our pitches.
Like Ghostbuster streams?
Yeah. We threw from the mound, and we crisscrossed our pitches to two different catchers. It's amazing. Anyways, and we went to the park, and we went to the Boston Common and practiced it during the day before we got to Fenway.
Okay.
Yeah, so people thought we were crazy. Like, they're throwing pitches to two different catchers. and then they invited us in the booth to talk about the show and my firefighters charity, Leary Firefighters Foundation. And the inning just took off, and the Euclid thing came up. It was right after Mel Gibson had been stopped on that DUI.
Yes.
And it had assaulted every Jew in the world, right? So it just was so crazy. Anyways, it's on YouTube.
You got to check that out.
And the best thing, too, is Don and Remy were just, they couldn't keep a straight face. They couldn't keep it together to call the game.
At one point, we were standing up talking, and they were seated. At one point, I was looking at Lenny as he was saying something, and I could see Don laughing in his seat here, and then we heard a poof. And we looked over, and Remy was on the floor.
Orsillo and Remy on Nessun, man. That was
awesome.
Great
times, man.
Dennis Leary here on the Rich Eisen Show again. Going Dutch premieres next week, Thursday,
January 15th. By the way, Carson Beck, what is he, like 37?
He's close to
37 years old?
By the way, he was in the same recruiting class as two starting quarterbacks
on
Wild Card Weekend,
CJ
Stroud and Bryce Young, and Anthony Richardson, too.
He's been in college for 15 years. He's going to be in a college for another 5 years. It's unbelievable.
Why not? With they're getting paid.
I mean, I love that they're getting paid and all that stuff, but it's really ridiculous. Like, he's 23.
He turns 24 next November when he's probably going to start for some team in the NFL. Who knows?
No, he's not. He's going to be playing. He'll be playing for Ole Miss next year for $17 million.
Or for Lane at LSU.
Yeah, he'll be coaching at LSU because Lane will have left after the first two games to go coach. Dude, that was so douchey. I mean, all of that was so douchey. The leaving and then the video of him at the airport. But the douchiest thing is sending it. Don't send out that tweet. Leave the team alone.
Yeah.
Don't get involved.
He's supporting.
Nobody believes you.
He's pissed.
Nobody believes. Lane, stop.
Because if they'd scored a touchdown and won the game, he would have gotten $750,000, by the way, the very least.
Right.
You're the perfect guy to ask this question to, not for you to help me with my parenting, but so my 14-year-old son Cooper shows me a video from one of the NHL games recently where the two players are squaring off to fight.
Mm-hmm.
And he says to me, Dad, the referee is right there and he's letting them fight. Why do they let them fight in hockey? And I figured you, Dennis,
never played hockey, right?
I have never laced them up to play hockey.
So the problem, here's the problem.
Yes.
Is in that sport, because of the speed, you have a weapon in your hands because of the speed, right? And even for old guys like me, I still play. Like fights break out, in our, but it takes so long for all of us because we're so old to skate over to break the guys up that they have to actually, but by the time they've started, they're pulling muscles and everything because we're old. Anyways. The problem in hockey is even if you don't want full contact, it's going to end up full contact because people are on skates. They're moving at a fast speed.
Yeah.
At the professional level, you've got your line is like three guys and you're two defensemen when you're out there.
Yeah.
If Wayne Gretzky is out there, right, and Wayne's basically, I think I weighed more than Wayne in his prime at that time. He was built like me. He's a skinny. He was a great player, but he couldn't take contact, right? And if I know Wayne's on the line and I'm not going to have to fight somebody,
right,
I'll just take him out of the game. I'll swing a stick and break his ankle or hit him in the mouth, right? Just take him out of the game. It's a smart move.
Okay.
But I'm not going to do that if I have to fight Dave Semenko, who used to be one of his, or Marty McSorley. I'm just not going to do it, right?
Okay.
So, like Cam Neely, when you get guys like Cam Neely who could score 50 goals and beat the crap out of you, like those are few and far between, those type of players that are snipers and can kick your ass.
So this is why, because the enforcement to prevent you from taking out a star player is why the NHL lets you fight? You know what I mean? Well, that's what my son is like. Why would
Because you can't trust the referees. They're not going to. If I knock Wayne Gretzky out of the game with a dirty hit, right? Uh-huh. And nobody's going to fight me, I'll take the 5 minutes. I'll even leave the game and get kicked out because I'm just a guy that knocks people down, right?
Uh-huh.
But I've taken out the guy that scores, averages 2 goals a game, mm-hmm. 3 points a game, whatever it is. Uh-huh. So you have to have a system where I won't do it because if I knock Wayne down, Marty McSorley is going to literally take my head, put it up my own ass, and then kick me like a balloon into the crowd.
Yep.
So that's the deterrent. You know what I mean?
That'll stop.
So that's how it works, you know?
Okay, I'm going to show this to my son.
Yeah.
So thank you for
and
that.
And by the way, you're talking to a guy that, first of all, I never won a fight in my life. You can't win a fight anyways at the level of hockey I play at, because even if you win the fight, supposedly, you get hurt. But I must have been in 1,000 fights with my brother. We lived in the same bedroom the whole time we were growing up. He's way bigger than me. He was a football player.
Right.
And I lost 1,000. Let's say there was 1,000 fights. I lost 1,000 times. So, you know, I don't want to fight anybody on the ice.
So your brother's undefeated and you're just defeated is what you're saying.
I always got him because he was bigger than me and he way better fighter. My brother was a great fighter.
Mm-hmm.
Great street fighter, too. I always got him because he's funny, but I'm quicker than him.
Yeah.
So he would win and the fight would be over. And then I was way faster than him. And I would say and the final funny thing and take off. And he couldn't catch me. So it was great. But even if I fought my brother today, I would still lose.
Did you said in the back that you had a great Gretzky story. What's your...
talking about... So
yeah,
people who don't know, the many times I've been here,
yes, sir.
I went to hang up my jacket that I wore here.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, yeah, just use this closet. I've been in that room a million times. I didn't know there was a closet. I opened a closet. It's all Rich's clothing that he wears on the show. But there's also some clothes that look like his wife told him to get rid of that are here, right? And there's like stacked framed sports things in there.
Yeah, yeah.
And so when he came in, I was like, are those stacked framed big items in the closet? Things your wife wouldn't let you hang in the house? And he was like, yeah. So
pretty much.
Yeah.
On target.
So in my house, I have one sports thing that it's not even hanging up right now because my wife did my office over. I'm only allowed to put stuff in my office, right? So I have this great picture from the 2010, the second Winter Classic, mm-hmm. NHL Winter Classic, was at Fenway Park.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the Bruins versus the Flyers. But they also set up this a charity game that benefited the Bruins Foundation and my Leary Firefighters Foundation,
mm-hmm.
celebrities and Bruins alumni mostly, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, it was the day that we played that game was the day after the Winter Classic. There was 35,000 people at the charity game, and it was a blizzard. So, I mean, that's such a hockey town.
That is indeed, right? Yeah, sure.
35,000 people showed up, and it was a blizzard. So, but I was on a line with Cam Neely and Pat LaFontaine.
Oh, my. Wow.
So I have a shot that the Bruins photographer took, and it's me and Cam on the bench. It's my number's 3. It says Leary 3, and it says Neely 8. And we're talking about planning some stuff, and up on the in between us is the Fenway Park sign above home plate.
Mm-hmm.
So I have the Bruins sent me a framed thing.
Uh-huh.
So that's the only sports thing I was allowed to hang in the house because my wife knows Cam. We're all friendly and our kids grew up and together and all that stuff. But no other sports stuff is allowed in the house. No posters, no signposts, no pictures of me with Pat and blah, 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 and hockey, none of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So years ago, God, this was back in, I used to skate when he was with the Kings. He would skate in a pickup game, this game that Jerry Bruckheimer has. It's a Sunday and Monday nights, just mm-hmm. pickup, you know. And so Chelios and Gretzky and a few NHL guys would skate in that game in August to get mm-hmm. back ready before camp. So he said, hey, when the season starts, if you're in town, you want to come down and skate and practice with the Kings. I was like, yeah, I'd love to do that. So the night before I was in, months later in L.A., the night before we went to do it, I had a friend with me who's from Toronto, who's a great hockey player. And we were at Wayne's house having a couple of beers. And my friend said, I'd love to play tomorrow because Wayne invited him. He said, but I didn't bring my stuff. He's like, well, what size skate are you? Because I've got skates out in the garage, right? He's like, well, I'm a whatever it was, 9.5. So he goes, come on, let's go out in the garage. So now we're in the house, by the way. The house is beautiful, but there's Not that I investigated the whole house, but there's not no sports stuff hanging up. There's no Wayne Gretzky things in the house. It's just all nice artwork and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And no trophies or anything. We got in the garage. It's like a two-car garage, three-car garage. And there's all these boxes and shelves. And he's opening boxes. And he's like, check that box. I open the box. It's like the MVP trophy. I go, this is a trophy. He goes, oh, yeah, that's the Hart trophy. Try that one. And I open that and I go, what is this? He goes, oh, that's another MVP trophy. Wait, hang on. I go, what? Why is this stuff out here? He goes, oh, she won't let me put that stuff in the house.
Wow.
That's Wayne Gretzky.
The great one.
And he pulls out a pair of skates and gives it to my friend. And I'm like, this is crazy.
Meanwhile, like, above the mantle is this big Flamingo Kid movie poster.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, man. Listen, that's the way it goes, man. Happy wife, happy life, right?
Oh, my gosh. Are you up for finishing the hour with us? You got to run out of here?
I don't know. What's my timing?
It's a people. Can we stay?
I know. It's a full day.
We got to take off. Yeah, all right.
Do I have to leave now?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Whatever.
Good to see you, man.
Hey, man. It was a blast. It's always a blast. Leary, I love this place.
Everybody, right back at you. Everybody, check out Going Dutch premieres next week, Thursday, January 15th, 9:30 on Fox. Available the next day on Hulu. Dennis Leary.
Guys, thank you. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show radio, a simulcast with our friends at ESPN and Disney Plus and more. As you know, I care deeply about pediatric cancer research and awareness. That's why I'm so proud to talk about Hyundai Hope on Wheels. Did you know for over 27 years, every Hyundai sold has helped fund life-saving pediatric cancer research. Together with over 850 dealers nationwide, they have raised more than $277 million, supporting over 25,000 kids in their fight against cancer. Visit HyundaiUSA.com and search Hyundai Hope on Wheels to learn more. At Hyundai, Hope isn't optional. It comes standard. Let's sneak in Mitchell in Pensacola, Florida, before we send things over to hour three. What's up, Mitchell?
Rich, fellas, how you doing?
What's up, bud? Hey. What's on your mind there in Pensacola?
It is a wonderful weekend. This is one of the best weekends for the sports calendar. Last night was an epic game.
It was.
It's good for college football. This weekend, I'm rooting for my Jags. It has been a long time since we have had a great team like this.
Yep.
The hype in Florida is amazing.
That's cool.
I'm looking forward to it. I don't think it's a must-win for Trevor Lawrence and Liam Cohen. They're ahead of schedule. I feel like it's 1999 when the Jags went 14-2, ended up losing to the Titans in the playoffs. That's okay. I just wanted to ask, what are your thoughts if Josh Allen were to lose this weekend? Do you think they'll get a new head coach? What are your thoughts behind that?
That is the word that, you know, maybe they will, because, you know, to use the story that Tom Pelissero, my colleague from NFL Network, said yesterday, that owners watch what other owners do. And if other owners are like, well, I'm going to bounce my guy who's been here for such a long time, despite the level of success that we've consistently had, and sacrifice that coach on the altar of, yeah, but we haven't won it all with our MVP quarterback, or gotten to the Super Bowl with our MVP quarterback, in the same way what the Ravens just did with John Harbaugh, that the Bills might do something like that. I will say this, that the Jaguars, you know, if I'm not mistaken, when they made it in 1999 and did what they did they make it back anytime soon after that?
I don't recall exactly. They've only made the playoffs three times in the last 18 years. They made it with David Garrard and Byron Leftwich. Mark Brunell, taking a look. That was my favorite.
That's what I'm saying.
Growing up,
I'm thank you for the call, Mitchell. Greatly appreciate what you're saying. Yeah, the Jaguars made it in that 1999 season with 14 wins, lost in the conference championship game, and then didn't make it back till 2005. Got one and done. And then in 2007, lost in the divisional round. And then after that came the Blake Bortles almost beat the Patriots in the conference championship game in 2017. Now's the moment. Now is the moment for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Yeah. And also now's the moment, one would think, for, you know, Josh Allen, because of who's not in the playoffs that have always stood in his way, Chiefs, et cetera, Bengals. We shall see. We're going to talk about that in hour number three. Albert Breer of Sports Illustrated is going to join us from the MMQB at the top of the next hour. We say farewell to our radio audience for hour two.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.